Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's legal team was recently in a criminal court with Sandra Merritt, our client, and she pled not guilty to 10 felony charges brought against her by the California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. Never before in the history of California has any journalist ever been charged for violating the recording law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barbara. Matt, this is an amazing situation because Sandra Merritt and her co-defendant, David DeLayden, they're frankly heroes for revealing the horrors of what has been going on in the abortion industry with Planned Parenthood and these organ procurement companies where they're literally harvesting intact baby body parts for sale of incredible profits. And instead of being hailed as a hero in California, things are completely turned upside down. Sandra has been facing a massive civil lawsuit in a federal court in California from Planned Parenthood. We've been defending her. We've been in court for 2 consecutive months, and we're still in that case, and the case will later be appealed this year. But she's also facing potential incarceration. Started off with 15 felony charges. Eventually, last year, a number of those charges were dismissed. In fact, 6 of those charges were dismissed, so you should have now 9 felony charges. But when those were dismissed, the state attorney general added another one. We're going to move to dismiss that because it is well beyond the statute of limitations. So 10 felony charges were at issue, and of course, she pled not guilty. Now we're going to move into the discovery phase, which is depositions and exchanging of documents and so forth, as we prepare ultimately to move to a criminal trial before a jury, perhaps sometime later this year.
This is one of the most egregious instances I've ever seen of a politically motivated prosecution. Attorney General Becerra is a radical pro-abort on the side of Planned Parenthood through and through. And, you know, all the buzz today is about the whistleblowers. You hear the context about how we have to protect the whistleblower who brought up information, third-hand information on the Donald Trump's impeachment. That whistleblower needs to be protected, they claim. Yet here we have Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, 2 bona fide whistleblowers. They are the definition right of a whistleblower, and they're journalists. What a threat to journalism and the First Amendment free exercise of speech, journalism, the right to, you know, to expose this kind of egregious criminal activity on the part of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's criminal activity, and we've talked about some of the details of this before, but Sandra and David, Sandra was not an activist. She's not out there trying to become an activist, but she found out about this process that was happening at these abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood, which was right in the middle of it. And as a result, she did some investigation. She talked to people who actually were sidewalk counselors who would go to these abortion clinics on a regular basis to try to give information to women to help them understand what they were about to do and to change their mind and provide assistance to them. And these individuals said that there was a strange phenomenon that would happen, that these express delivery trucks would come on a regular basis to these abortion clinics. And then there would be these boxes, containers, like a cooler type of box that you would keep like an organ, these organ transport coolers, and they would be loaded into these express delivery trucks. And these express delivery trucks would come all the time and they would get these packages. And that was the beginning of some of this investigation. What those packages were was brand new, freshly harvested, intact organs from the babies that were just aborted, some of them alive, The testimony showed that, in fact, they were aborting babies alive, that they were indeed changing the abortion procedure, making it a longer abortion procedure, more risky to the woman, which is frankly illegal to do that, to actually increase harm to the woman in order to harvest the baby body parts. And what they were doing, at least one of them, and she said she was pretty good at it, was she would breech the baby. She would pull it out feet first and then crush above and crush below the thorax to extract intact hearts, lungs, liver, kidneys, and other body parts, and then eventually extract the intact brain. If you have intact body parts, you got more money for it when you would sell it to the research facility. And some of these body parts were selling for thousands of dollars, $17,000 in one case, and they didn't want any medication in these tissue, which they were doing experiments on or research on. Some of the experiments were, in fact, the experiments for baldness. They were researching baldness. I mean, believe it or not, baldness. Can you believe that? And they're using intact baby body parts for this. And some of these people that they interviewed, one was a PhD researcher who wasn't doing research on baby body parts, but on mice. And she said she was shocked one day when a baby's heart still beating arrived at the research facility. This was a university. And then she ultimately said, the only way that could have happened is if it were actually extracted while it's still beating. How can you extract a heart while it's still beating? Meaning that
from a live baby,
is still alive.
Unbelievable. And just imagine, by way of analog here, imagine if a group of investigative journalists exposed a big veterinarian clinic that was torturing animals and killing them and selling their furs, just for lack of a better analogy. Imagine these people would be heralded as heroes, as whistleblowers, as exposing this horrendous activity, torturous activity on animals. Yet here we have it happening on human beings with these Planned Parenthood people caught on video admitting they're doing this, admitting how it's being done, that, whole intact babies are the gold standard, and intact body parts without, as you mentioned, any drugs infecting the tissue. So imagine it by way of analog, if these were animals, people would go berserk. But because it's the abortion issue.
In fact, the one PhD person that they consulted and learned about the intact hearts that were still beating said that she does research on mice. And as a researcher to research on mice, she is prohibited from causing any undue pain to the mouse. And if she did to the mice what these abortion facilities do to the children, she would be punished.
Yeah.
She would be removed from researching on mice. And if you had something like this happening where they were doing this to dogs or cats or some other animal, boy, the PETA organizations and others, of course, would be naturally outraged. We would be aghast at that. But this is happening to the little children. These are real organs. These are not just blobs of tissue. They're looking for hearts, lungs, livers, kidney, bone marrow.
It's like Joseph Mengele lives again, it's Hitlerian.
Yeah, so this is, you can't get more spiritually dark and demonic than in this kind of area. This is literally life and death. Sandra couldn't remain silent. She is somebody who was moving into her retirement years at the time, and she's a grandmother and a mother. She wasn't looking to put herself out in the spotlight, certainly had no idea she would be the brunt of a criminal charge or this massive civil lawsuit. But here she is, because when she found out about it, she couldn't remain silent. And as a result of that, these videos were done, and they have exposed Planned Parenthood. But Planned Parenthood still continues. So we need to pray that this atrocity stops, but pray for our Liberty Council team and Sandra, because we have a long road ahead of us this year, going into 2021 on both fronts, the civil case and the criminal case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. We've got a special page that can keep you up to date, lc.org/Sandra. lc.org/Sandra. That'll keep you up to date. You can also support this case with your contributions. This is the most expensive, time-consuming case in our history. Stand with us as we stand with Sandra, as together we stand with the unborn children to protect the sanctity of human life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.